Joe Biden blames Donald Trump for not rescuing hostages seized under Biden. By John Hayward on August 1, 2024. During a back and forth with reporters after announcing a prisoner swap deal with Russia on Thursday, a visibly testy and confused President Joe Biden tried to blame his predecessor and possible successor, Donald Trump, for not rescuing hostages that were taken after Biden took office. Biden, who inserted a churlish partisan dig at Trump into his announcement of the deal with Russia, was attempting to depart from the podium when the reporter noted that Trump has said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. Why didn't he do it when he was president? Biden snapped before marching off the stage. As the Republican National Committee immediately pointed out, Russia seized two of the three American hostages freed in the deal Biden announced on Thursday after Biden took office. Biden's remarks on Thursday included a few moments when he seemed to grow preemptively angry at critics accusing him of making a lopsided deal to bring the prisoners home. The three Americans, and one U.S. green card holder, whom Russia held were innocents jailed on false charges, while the Russians released in the swap were hardened criminals convicted in proper court proceedings, including an assassin who conducted a political murder on German soil. Trump has indeed stated that he could have arranged the release of Russia's hostages without giving anything in return and would do so immediately if he returned to office. For example, in a May post on his preferred social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said. Evan Gershkovich, the reporter from The Wall Street Journal, who is being held by Russia, will be released almost immediately after the election, but definitely before I assume office. He will be home, safe, and with his family. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, will do that for me, but not for anyone else, and we will be paying nothing. In July, after a Russian court sentenced Gershkovich, Trump wrote. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was just sentenced to 16 years in prison by a Russian court. Biden will never get him out, unless he pays a king's ransom. I will get him out for no compensation immediately following our victory on November 5, and it will be my great honor to do so. Vote for Trump, and the Wall Street Journal should stop being stupid. Trump's running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., argued on Thursday that the Russians finally agreed to release long-held prisoners, including Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, because they were nervous about Trump's potential return to the White House. We certainly want these Americans to come back home. It was ridiculous that they were in prison, to begin with, but we have to ask ourselves, why are they coming home? Vance said during a CNN interview. And I think it's because bad guys all over the world recognize Donald Trump's about to be back in office, so they're cleaning house. That's a good thing, and I think it's a testament to Donald Trump's strength, he added.